When you think anarchist, you likely picture radicals in the streets of Seattle breaking windows at Gap and Starbucks. It's an image that was reinforced when members of an anarchy group were arrested for hurling bottles at police officers. In response, Morning Edition commentator John Ridley went in search of a real anarchist at the Republican convention.
What exactly is an anarchist? How are they different from your garden variety protesters? And how the heck do anarchists organize? Well, for the benefit of radio listeners everywhere, I decided to wade into the bog of protesters surrounding the Republican convention and find myself a real live anarchist.
We are opposed to a society that regards criminal justice system as merely...
The Poor People's March and Rally was held about 4 blocks from Madison Square Garden and was fat with protesters. But I had an easier time finding a communist than an anarchist.
Revolution, screening tonight. It costs about $10, about as much as any movie would be.
$10? That doesn't sound very communistic.
You know, we are living in a capitalist world.
Clearly. And I would love to tell you who that was, but when I identified myself as a member of the elite liberal media, she pretty much just walked away. Obviously, I needed some help IDing anarchists.
I don't know a single anarchist who's planned any violent events.
Now, Ryan wouldn't give me her last name or her phone number, but I did get her to help me ID some anarchy types.
We got a guy back there with no shirt on. Do you think that he would be an anarchist? Are they doing a lot of sunbathing?
If I had to guess, probably not.
No? Okay. And what about we have a guy drumming on the bongos over there? Would that be an anarchist?
Possibly. No.
Possibly. Anarchists like music?
Anarchists like music, yeah.
Sting, maybe?
Sting is probably not
is
a... You could probably... Somebody wearing black, maybe, or...
Why black? Is that a good anarchy color?
It's a good anarchy color.
Okay, so I'm going to go talk to somebody in a black shirt. And just find out. This gentleman has a black shirt on. Excuse me. Hi, I'm John Ridley.
Hi, Josh Rose.
Josh, I was told people in black shirts might be anarchists. Are you an anarchist?
I'm with the New York Civil Liberties Union.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Yeah, I was starting to think real anarchists were as rare as steak tartare at a vegetarian buffet. Finally, a sign caught my eye.
But it says there's no government like no government. You've got an anarchy sign on it. Would you consider yourself a hardcore anarchist or just a dissenter?
I would consider myself an anarchist.
At about 5'6 and 135 pounds, Joe didn't look like a roughneck anarchist. Joe also didn't give me his last name or his phone number. But he sure had his anti-establishment rap down.
I don't think anarchists should be a part of some big group because that's defeating the point of anarchism. I think it's individuals that should express their point and peaceful point, not be a part of some kind of group that's starting violence. Because being part of a group obviously starts attracting leaders. You have to make a group without leaders.
A group without leaders? So what does government look like to an anarchist?
Government would be something decentralized, something that works for the people. No man, that the man is no more. We don't need the man. We don't need that one guy making these policies. We need a people that work for the people. We need a group of people, maybe even. Maybe not one president. I'm not sure exactly how this would work, but...
This anarchy thing sounds cool. Doing what you want, not taking any shizzle from the man. Unfortunately, the man says I gotta go back and cover more of the convention. Okay, but I'm wearing a black shirt while I'm doing it.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director and author of The Drift and A Conversation with the Man.